This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You know, it seems like virtually every week you can find a news report or maybe several about a high school teacher being arrested and charged with having sex with a student. And you look at that teacher's mugshot and you think to yourself, how does this happen? Well, author Christina Riggle of Grand Rapids has tackled this very, very thorny scenario in her newest novel, her fifth. It's called A Whole Golden World. Christina Riggle, thank you so much for joining us on Stateside.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
So you start this story by taking us right into the courtroom where high school calculus teacher T.J. Hill is on trial for an affair with a 17-year-old student named Morgan Minetti. And right out of the gate, tell us, where does Morgan decide she's going to sit?
Yes, she chooses to sit. She walks in with her family, but then she turns to the left and sits behind the defendant. She sits behind the teacher in the courtroom.
So this really was inspired by something you saw. Tell us about that.
It was. It was inspired by an article in the Grand Rapids Press about one of these cases. And what really caught my attention was what we just talked about, the fact that the young woman, who in the real case was 18 by the time of the court proceedings, but had been 17 at the time of the incident, she chose to sit behind the defendant. And I thought, because what fascinates me as a novelist is differing points of view and looking at the same facts from different perspectives, I thought that seemed like a natural jumping-off place for me to explore in a book.
Okay. Well, all right. We're going to start by the fact that you then circle back to the start of the school year 9 months prior, and you very carefully take us through how everybody wound up in that courtroom, and you show us the story really through the eyes of three women. So let's start with the student, with Morgan Minetti. Tell us about Morgan.
Yes, Morgan is a precocious young lady. She has an air of maturity. She's one of these young women you would call an old soul. She relates very well to adults and has been given a great deal of responsibility by her mother, in part because her mother is distracted by having a couple of twins who need a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's sort of deputized Morgan. And Morgan finds this in some ways flattering, but she's also just over it because she's given so much responsibility, but not the freedom that goes along with it that she feels she's entitled to. I think a lot of teenagers struggle with this, particularly teenagers who are seem very mature beyond their years.
And it's pretty clear Morgan does not see how smart and beautiful she is. In fact, she's consumed with self-consciousness about a scar that's on her face. Tell us about that scar.
Yeah, she has a scar that's sort of near her jawline, and it's the kind of thing, the way I envision it, that people would not even necessarily notice immediately about her. But this scar just becomes the focus of her attention and her appearance because it's a flaw. And of course, teenagers do obsess about flaws, don't we all, actually?
Yes, indeed.
In fact, she probably draws more attention to it by she's constantly pulling her hair over it and trying to cake it up with makeup.
I'm speaking with author Christina Riggle of Grand Rapids about her novel, her fifth novel, A Whole Golden World. And The Whole Golden World really takes us into the inner workings of an affair between a high school math teacher and his 17-year-old student. And Morgan's mother, Dinah Minetti. I have to say, as I read Dinah, and I'm the mother of she's now 20, but I've been through the mother of the teenager. And I have to say, I saw myself in that side of Dinah that could kind of never see her kids in the wrong, where you always try to find a reason for why they do something and try to especially kind of stand up for them, maybe taking it a little too far.
Yeah, that's a real struggle for Dinah because her boys in particular she views as underdogs, the twins who have difficulties and challenges. And, you know, she views them as underdogs, and you have to fight for kids who have special needs and who need things that maybe other kids don't. But yeah, I think that makes it hard for her to see her kids clearly, and not just the twins, but but all three of them. You know, it's a tough line to walk for any parent of any child is where do you defend and where do you not? It's not always clear.
And the third woman in The Whole Golden World is Rain Hill, who is the wife of the math teacher, of T.J. Hill, who thinks she's just so, so, so lucky that T.J. chose her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rain, I knew she was going to be the toughest character to write by far because I knew that she was going to be loyal, which she is. She just can't believe, first of all, any of the truth of it, and then she's so devoted and so in love with him, which are virtues, and as she sees them, virtues, mm-hmm. because she almost sort of has a rather old-fashioned sense that you don't quit on a marriage when times get tough, you know. In that sense, she's a little bit of a throwback, and I knew it was going to be tough to write her character in a way that was believable, but I found her the most interesting character to write, actually.
Yeah, she was a very interesting character to discover, and one thing that is extremely clear all through the novel is her dream of becoming pregnant is all-consuming.
Mm,
and
indeed.
One wonders, is that undermining her marriage to the point where her husband starts looking at an underage student thinking she's looking good? Did it kind of force him into that?
Well, it certainly doesn't help. I mean, infertility Rain sort of sees this as her problem and her pain and her struggle, but of course it's not just hers.
Sure.
Even if perhaps TJ is not quite as enthusiastic, you can easily see how he would feel like a failure in this very basic masculine job.
Absolutely.
So it certainly does not help their situation.
And you really do get a sense he misses the wife that he had before the infertility issue took over their marriage. And I'm wondering, in your mind, was his wife, did that drive him into the arms of Morgan? I guess I'm asking another way. Is he an all-out villain?
I think that's up for debate. I do think his character, though, shifts as the book goes on without giving away too
mm-hmm,
much.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't think he's necessarily 100% villain. But I wrote him so that it would be interesting to converse on that very subject. I like book clubs tend to gravitate to my books, and I like to write books that create some points of discussion. And I think that's up for debate. No, I did not intend to write him as an out-and-out villain, but opinions on him certainly range from what I hear from readers.
I can only imagine. I'm wondering if you would read us a bit from The Whole Golden World. And this is the
certainly.
Point where Morgan comes to see Mr. Hill after school for the second time. The first time he confiscated her cell phone, and many teenagers have been through that, where you have to come back after class
mm-hmm.
and reclaim your phone. That was extremely relatable. She comes back a second time. Can you take us to that, please?
Certainly. Morgan knew she should leave. Her brothers would be getting antsy. Her mom would be wondering why they were late. Yet she said, "Look, it's none of my business, but are you okay?" In the pause, he'd been staring down at the surface of his desk, drumming his fingers. He startled back to life. Huh? Morgan brushed her hair forward on her scar side. You just look like you're not feeling well. I'm stressed out, actually. This calculus stuff is hard. He laughed darkly. Probably not for you, though. Morgan just shrugged. It hadn't been that hard for her so far, but she didn't want to act smarter than him like she was bragging. Mr. Hill continued. I just have to refresh myself on the details, you know? All those years teaching X plus 7 equals 14 in September have rotted my brain. And I'm worried the kids can tell. Can you tell? Is it obvious? She shook her head. Nah, you seem fine to me. This was a lie, Morgan realized as soon as she said it. She'd already thought he looked nervous and unsure, his gaiety in the classroom more forced than she remembered from ninth grade. But he wasn't putting up a front with her for some reason, which Morgan found both weird and thrilling. He shook his head hard then, like a dog shaking off water. Anyway, sorry, you don't want to listen to some old man groan about his job. Morgan laughed. Oh, yeah, old. Get out the wheelchair, Gramps. You can't be more than, what, 30? I'll have you know I'm a mere 29 years old, for another few months anyway. You sure know how to cheer up a person. Thanks, Morgan. He was now smiling so wide she saw his cheek tuck in with a dimple. She'd never seen that before. Morgan felt a tingly wave of heat pouring down over her. Her phone chimed. Her brothers, she knew without looking. Look, I gotta run. My brothers are expecting me. Sorry about the texting. Sure, Morgan, I understand. Happens to the best of us. Morgan had to work hard not to skip out of the room. She turned back just at the doorway and saw him watching her. She turned away and tipped her head, letting her hair fall to hide her smile.
And that's writer Christina Riggle reading an excerpt from her novel, The Whole Golden World. Did it bother you deeply as you explore the unfolding of a sexual relationship between a high school teacher and his underage student?
Yeah, I've been asked a variation on this question a few times. Mm. And, you know, there were some scenes that were harder to write than others, but, you know, I'm being the novelist, I'm in control, and I know where I'm going with it. I think I would actually find this book harder to read if I hadn't written it, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you hearing from your readers?
You know, interestingly, I'm hearing often, even just when they find out the premise of this book, even necessarily before they've read it, is everyone seems to want to tell me of the story of someone they know who went through this or that this happened in their community. I went on a sort of pre-sale book tour among booksellers before this book came out that took me as far as Los Angeles and Providence, Rhode Island. And I can't tell you how many people would say to me, oh, do you mean like that case in Vermont?
Hmm.
Or, oh, just like that one in Iowa or something. So everyone seemed to want to tell me about something similar that they'd heard, which I found a little bit surprising. I mean, before I started to work on this, I hadn't realized, I wouldn't go as far as to say common, but until my sort of antenna were up for this kind of story, I hadn't noticed it quite so often as I had since. But besides that, just wanting to tell me about similar incidents, you know, people are very angry at TJ. They get frustrated to various extents with the female point of view characters that we just discussed, although, of course, the characters don't know they're in a novel.
That's true.
The way we do.
Sure enough. Sure.
It seems obvious from the outside.
Yeah, you do find yourself caring very, very much and getting upset at certain people at certain times. And it really does give a lot of insights into people's hearts. And I guess those stories do crop up. I see them every week on various news websites. And it's quite amazing. Mm-hmm. Quite often a woman with an underage boy.
Yeah.
Yes. So what's coming up next for you?
Well, I am working on a book right now. I'm always very shy about talking about works in progress, so there's not much to say about it. But this weekend, I'm very excited because I get to go give a keynote address for a writer's contest, the Write Michigan Writer's Contest luncheon for the award winners is this coming weekend. And I'm really honored to have been asked and very excited to hopefully pay it forward and encourage some young writers and also some grown-up writers in their endeavors.
The book is The Whole Golden World, and we've been talking with Grand Rapids-based writer Christina Riggle. It's her fifth and latest novel. Christina, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.